leave your name and phone number with our secretary, Manu. Or see one of the members of the speaker committee, Sam or Blythe, during the break or after the meeting so we may contact you as a 10-minute speaker. Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Jen P. from Vista.
Sorry, I'll put a timer on. Okay. Hi, I'm Jen. I'm an alcoholic. I did not request to be here. I was asked, and I say yes because that's what we do. Welcome to the newcomers and visitors, including my friends. Thanks for being here. My sobriety date is July 13th of 2016. It does not roll off my tongue like my first sobriety date did. For some reason, that one just came very easily, still wants to be the first thing out of my mouth. That one was May 9th, 2010. That was Mother's Day that year. And I'll talk a little bit about what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now, including, you know, getting sober the first time, my relapse, and what it's like to be sober now in 10 minutes. So, yeah. Let's see how this works. I don't know. It's all been in my head. My sponsor said no notes, and I'm a note girl, so we'll see. I'll refer to my phone occasionally. It's already been a minute. they did say it'd fly by. I've never spoken this short amount of time. May 8th, 2010, the day before, you know, I got sober, I was in a real bad spot. I totaled my car. I had a DUI. I had a teaching credential, but couldn't get a job. I was living with my dad. I was a kid and a parent under the same roof and had been for years. I didn't feel like I could connect with anyone, and I felt like that my whole life. And I drank that night like I always drink, and I remember BJ's bar wouldn't serve me because I had a temp ID because I'd had my license taken away, and I was furious, and I was to the point where I was like suicidal because nothing was going my way. And the next morning, my daughter came into my room. It was Mother's Day, ready to show me all these beautiful things she had been collecting for Mother's Day, and I couldn't sit up. I couldn't even acknowledge that how the work she had done. I knew it in my head and my heart, but my body, you know, it's like there's this allergy of the body, and it just had consumed me the night before, and the obsession of the mind, and once I start, I just can't stop. And so I got sober. May 9th, I had a spiritual experience when I finally felt well enough to, you know, get up and walk. It was probably 4 o'clock. It was like 4 or 5. It was like the golden hour. It was on this. We were on this trail that I had walked and ran for years. And I was watching my daughter play with her friends, and I was walking with my neighbors. And I just thought, and I hadn't been planning this. I hadn't been even really thinking about getting sober. Not to the extent I was actually going to do it, but I just thought, I can't do this anymore. I can't live like this anymore. I can't be this kind of mom. I wanted to be a good mom. That was like, that still is the most important thing to me. And she had seen me arrested. She had told me, I don't like when you drink beer, mommy. And I just thought, I can't do this to this precious kid anymore. So I decided to stop drinking. And I stopped for 5.5 years. I didn't work the steps like I should have. I did go to about like one meeting a week. I was sort of half in. I liked the people. I felt close with some people, but I didn't really give it my all. And in the back of my mind, I thought, I don't know. I was just in a really bad spot. You know, I mean, I had a DUI, and I was living with my dad, and that would make anyone drink. And I just, you know, and so at this time, after 5.5 years, I'd gotten these things that I wanted. I had my own apartment. I had the job a week after I got sober, you guys. I wasn't even reaching out anymore for a teaching job. They called me. It was such a God shot. And I've had a bunch of those in this program, including the night that I got that DUI. I had prayed about God, show me if I shouldn't be drinking, because I had stopped on my own for 7 months. And then I totaled my car and got a DUI. And I was like, oh, yeah. So now I like pray for those things. And I'm like, can you do it in a gentle way? And just show me, but gently. So anyway, after I'd gotten those things, got the job, got the apartment, my daughter's doing well, I thought, I think I put my nose in the corner long enough, and I'm going to try. So I planned a relapse, which I called starting to drink again. I wasn't like, I'm going to relapse, but I thought, I think I'm going to try this. And I planned it, and I was all excited to go out and buy the wine and buy the fancy cheese and buy the stemless glassware that I had not used ever. And I'm like, this is so classy. And then I did. I was like, oh, my God, here I am again. And the next morning, like, I had planned to drink with a normie, and the next morning I called her, and I was like, did everything go okay? And she said yes. And that was, like, my ticket to the fact that I was normal. I'm like, I'm normal. I knew it. And the fact that I even had to ask that should have been a clear sign that I'm not. But I was like, it's on. And I drank for 6 months. And in that 6 months, I did things I said I would not do. You know, I drank and drove again. I showed up to work hungover, very hungover. Like, I might have still been drunk. And had to go to the nurse's office once. Everyone felt so bad for me. They were like, oh, you look so sick. And I'm like, I don't feel good. And then they were like feeding me like juice and crackers. I'm like, oh my God. Like, it was so great and so demoralizing at the same time. And that was like my drinking. Like, it was great, like, quote unquote. But really, it was just embarrassing. And it was something that made me feel ashamed of myself. So after 6 months, I had decided to move. I had moved in with my boyfriend, and I decided that while drinking, and we had only been together a few months, and I decided a week after we moved in together to get sober. So that was fun, and it was so bad. It was so hard, but I did it, and he was a drinker, and I did it, and I'm so glad I did. I moved out of that place. It took me way longer than it should have because I am a fighter, and I was going to make it work. And it didn't. And for the right reason. Like, I sometimes have a hard time listening to God when He gives me these signs, and that's why He has to like bash me over the head with some of these God shots. So now I'm in a beautiful place with my beautiful daughter, and I have a great job, and I mean, life is still so hard on in here still, like a lot of times, but I have the program, right? And now I work the steps, and now I reach out to newcomers, and I go to more meetings, and I finish my steps, and I just do what we're supposed to do. I say yes when I'm asked to speak at a meeting with a bunch of people I don't know. And I'm so grateful. I've never been in a better spot in my life, and I know I owe it to Alcoholics Anonymous. I was just talking to my daughter. I invited her here. She's 17. I invited her here tonight, but I'm like, don't feel obligated. I mean, I don't know if you want to be dragged to like an AA meeting on a Saturday night. But I have talked to her about, you know, what it looks like, you know, what to look out for, because she's at that age where, you know, I was doing cake stands. I think she's not, but maybe I'm, you know, in denial. She's a good kid. She's a really good kid. I'm really lucky. I'm glad I didn't screw her up, because I was I did a lot of things that really could have screwed her up. So anyway, I was telling her about this, and I was like, you got to understand, like, the thing is that I thought, you know, I was circumstantial, the reason that I was drinking the way I did, living at home still, you know, not having a car, not having the job I want, but it wasn't my circumstances. It was because when I pick up a drink, I cannot stop. Like, I can't. I wanted to so bad. When I was buying that stemless glassware, I was like, I am going to do this. I was certain. I wanted it so badly. But that is just not in the cards for me. And that's okay. Because really, I've needed this program since before I even picked up a drink. You know, that the feelings inside of me, the loneliness, the discontentment, it would fester in me. And this program has given me a way to deal with those feelings, deal with life, and be a productive member of society. and I'm beyond grateful for the people in the program, for the steps, for being at a meeting on a Saturday night. This is fun, you know? It really is fun for me, and I hope it is for you too. If it's not, then maybe, I don't know, put yourself out there a little more. That's what I had to do, because I wasn't having fun for a while, and I forced myself to get out there and put myself out there and show up more and reach out more, and then I got everything I wanted, and it's not all perfect, but it's really, really good, and I wish that for you, and I'm ending early, so thank you.
Oh, it says 9.